big story of the day. And you're probably thinking, what could it possibly be? What could it be with that weird tease that Johnny did? What a fat idiot. I'll tell you what it is. It's Python season, Will.
Thank God.
I know, dude. This Friday kicks off Python season. And no, it's not like a porno month for guys with big dongs. Although that'd be cool. No, they're taking over the state. This doesn't get as much attention as it should on a national level. Everybody wants to crap on the governor and how stupid the people are and how it's dangerous to be black or gay or, God forbid, gay and black in Florida.
Oh, my Lord. Can you imagine?
But nobody wants to mention it's goddamn Jurassic Park. Sure, the alligators get the love. Sharks are starting to get the attention. But the real serpents, pythons, are taking over. They found one. Look, the Everglades, fine. Have it. Have the Everglades. I'm not going there.
I don't know, man. The Everglades are Florida's national park. It's like real Florida. You got a lot of species there these pythons are just decimating.
Yeah, dude.
They're doing really good. Pythons are doing really, really good.
They're thriving.
Thriving, to say the least.
And it all started when some jagoffs brought some over as pets.
They said that, I just looked it up because I was wondering where they came from, and I've always heard that it was potential, pets that got released.
That's what I was always told.
And I guess that's the best explanation. They say according to the Wikipedia of how they got here, it says, although the exact origin of the Burmese python in the Everglades is unknown, it is likely that many were once pets released by the owners who found them too difficult to care for.
Yep.
However, the majority of experts concur that the python population grew, particularly after Hurricane Andrew.
Oh.
Does that mean they had them in their homes and then it kind of got sucked up in the cane and then just got thrown into the Everglades?
Not sure if they came over from Africa in the storm clouds. That would be neat. No, I think, honestly, I think when Andrew came through, it knocked out some habitats. There was some snake habitats.
Yes, it says the Category 5 storm destroyed a python breeding facility.
Yeah.
Which released numerous snakes into the adjacent swamps.
Yep.
An evaluation of the genetic structure of the Burmese python sampled from the Everglades National Park determined that the population is genetically distinct from the python's sampled in their native range.
Wild.
But within the Everglades population, there is little genetic diversity.
So it is like a movie. It's like a movie scenario. This hurricane comes through, destroys a snake facility, and all of a sudden, 30 years later, these sons of bitches are working part-time jobs and roaming around on the interstate, taking up traffic.
I mean, well, I guess I was going to say that nature kind of caused this, so maybe it's the Python's Park now. Maybe it's just Python Park and it's something you got to deal with. Although, if it was from this breeding facility that was created by man, ooh, and then a natural disaster caused them to be released, I don't think you could say that it was a nature-made storm. It
wasn't God's will.
It was a combo, though.
Sure.
It was a freak of nature, that storm being as catastrophic as it was. And then they just so happened to have a... Why would you have a python? Was it just they were just selling them as pets, I guess?
I know of a few people that have snakes as pets, and it's dumb.
I had snakes growing up as a kid, and I did have pythons growing
up
as a kid.
It's dumb. It's a horrible pet.
I wonder what my dad did with those.
Probably put them in the Everglades. Damn you, Timmy!
I think he sold them. I don't remember, but I remember him having a few pythons at one point.
As soon as Andrew came through, old Timbo drove down to the Everglades.
I don't want this thing anymore. Shh.
He held him up in the sky and he goes, "Here you go, God!" And then he just slung him as hard as he could out into the swamp. Then he giggled all the way back up Alligator Alley to I-75.
Tim.
Then he banged your mom, and here you are. Oh, wait, you were already born.
I was already born.
He probably banged her again anyway, just because he was so chubbed up from throwing snakes into the swamp.
Can't say that I blame him.
Yeah, for real though, dude. They're crazy. It's crazy.
5,000th python was removed in Everglades in 2020. So you know there's exponentially more.
Yeah, because pythons love to bang, dude. And they're just hatching all these python eggs. And they got so much to eat. They're just fattening themselves up. They're not going on monk fast, you know what I mean? They're just eating anything they can.
So you could do a lot with the carcasses. You can make products out of them. So some people are going to get mad at this, obviously.
Purses.
Because they're killing the snakes.
Oh, screw you, hippie.
Hunting the animals for food is not recommended. I thought you could eat them. As many level of predators of the Everglades have dangerously high levels of mercury.
Yeah.
So it's not even that you can't eat the meat. It's just that the planet's polluted. So
right.
You can't do it. The pythons being no exception. Environmental chemist Dr. Kevin Krabbable-Balt of the U.S. Geological Survey tested tissue samples and tails. And they have a lot of mercury in them. The state level considers fish containing...
whatever.
They're just, you can't eat them. They got too much mercury.
So does tuna and everything else. I'll still eat it. You know what else has mercury? The vaccines.
God, what a transfer.
Well, I remember hearing about it like back in the 90s. It was actually RFK. It was some moms approached him about the mercury in these kids' vaccines that was possibly causing autism. And so he's like, yeah, let's look into it. And I was like, I didn't know there was mercury in that. Back in the 90s, I just thought mercury was in your thermometer, and that was the only place you could find it.
Man, speaking of Tim, you know what that moron did when we were kids? Mercury is a very cool substance. Have you ever seen it like out of a thermometer?
Yeah.
It looks like T-1000 from the movie, the liquid metal.
Yeah, it's cool.
Man, me and him, this man's like... in a late 20s, early 30s at this point, we're out there smashing thermometers with hammers and getting the mercury.
What?
And putting it in a little film canister to keep.
What was he trying to kill?
He would let me
people?
Like hold it and stuff. He would let me hold it and be like, don't hold it for too long because it's poisonous.
Everything your dad did was setting you up to die. He's like, let me get you some snakes that'll kill you.
Well, he had a snake originally when my mom got pregnant. It was a rattlesnake.
Why?
Because he was an amateur herpetologist.
Oh,
he likes snakes.
God,
and my mom was like, you got to get rid of the rattlesnake, dude. And he was like, all right, I'll get rid of the rattlesnake. And then he's like, I'll get mercury instead.
And I thought you were going to say he was
mercury as a kid.
He was a well, what's the crazy preachers that use rattlesnakes?
Oh, the Pentecostals.
Yeah. Yeah. Dad was a Pentecostal preacher.
I have a very... I must have been a little kid, 6, 7 years old, and breaking open thermometers with my dad to collect the mercury out of on a paper plate.
What the hell, dude?
I don't know.
He just go buy a bunch of thermometers?
I think he just had them for some reason.
Why?
I don't know.
You should have one in your house.
He's a real deal man. He's got like tools.
Oh yeah,
he's got a tool for everything. Like
now there's like all digital thermometers now. Like
yeah, but he had a bunch of analog thermometers with mercury in them, and we broke them open. I wonder what he did with that.
Threw it out in the Everglades.
That's why he's got the freaking pythons, and now they all have mercury poisoning.
Because
he's throwing film canisters of mercury out in the Everglades with a bunch of dang pythons.
Mm-hmm. Old Timmy
Kins.
Good job. Good job. Proud of you.